heart that forgives, a heart full of love, one with compassion just like yours above, one that overcomes evil, goodness and love, like it never happened, never holding a grudge, one a heart that forgives, lives and lets live, one that keeps loving over and over again, one that men can't offend because your word is thin, one that loves without price like you, Lord Jesus Christ, one a heart that loves everybody, even my enemies, one a love like you, be like you, just like you did. I want a heart that forgives. I want a heart that forgives when the ones that are closest that I've known the longest hurt me the most. Still wanna love them just like you love me, even though I'm hurting. I want a heart that forgets when the pain is so deep, it's so hard to speak about it to anyone, just like your son. I give up my right to hold hatred inside. I want a heart that loves everybody, even my enemies. I want a love like and be like and just like and did. I want to walk like and talk like, just like you did. I want to be like and live like, just like you. The heart that forgives is the heart that will live, totally free from the pain of the past. And the heart that lets go is the heart that will know so much freedom. Lord, I want to let it go.
Hallelujah.
God, I need to let it go. Lord, it's been holding me back, and I don't want it no more. I don't know exactly what to do to get rid of it, but here I am, Lord Jesus. Here I am, oh, here I am, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord, I need you, I know this is me that you're talking to. This is me, this is me, this is me, Lord, this is me. Lord, I let it go. Every person that's ever hurt me, God, I let it go. Every single hurt, God, I let it go. Every single pain, God, I let it go. I let it go. I let it go. Lord, you can have. Lord, you can have. Lord, you can have. Lord, you can have. You can have it now. Have it now. I don't want it no more.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. That was a really fine song. I think it's appropriate for today's message. I am blessed and honored to be the CEO and founder of Gatekeepers Ministry International Radio Broadcast. I don't take it lightly that God has given me this responsibility and trust me with his words to send out his word through this form of communication. We believe God today. I was just talking to Pastor Kim, and I'll introduce her properly in a few minutes. I was just speaking with her about the Israel trip. We just got back, and what a fine time we had. Just listening to that song almost made me cry. I miss this God's property place, this holy land. I just miss it. And it was my third tour. My daughter went with me. It was a period of spending time with her in the presence of the Lord. And God just manifested himself, his glory, his presence, supernaturally day after day. We just give God all the glory, honor, and praise this evening for Gatekeepers Ministry International Radio Broadcast. I'm so grateful that God would have 50-some nations join in with us from time to time, stream in. They don't usually call in because it would be quite an expense and the time differences in all these countries. But I'm just going to give a shout-out to them. I'm just honored. And I just praise God because when he said to me that you can do this, Linda, and I was encouraged by others that I could do this. After being on someone else's radio broadcast for about 2 or 3 years, the Lord said, you do your own, I will provide. So this is divine provision. God looks after what he speaks into our lives. He will provide for your ministry. He will just, if you give it to him and your intentions are to give glory and honor to him, to do right in his sight, he will provide, not to line your pockets with tons of money, but to fulfill the calling that God has on your life, to be blessed by ministry, he will provide. So I just want to give a shout out to China and Mexico and Mongolia, Brazil and Peru for joining in to Gatekeepers Ministry International Radio Broadcast. I thank and praise God for Australia, the United States of America, that's great and that's been great because God's hand has been upon it. The Netherlands, Togo, France, Germany, Tobago, Norway, South Korea, Trinidad, Ghana, Sweden. We just thank God for you. Israel, London, the UK, Sweden, Vietnam, Egypt, and Canada. We plead the blood of Jesus over these nations, and we ask God that you would continually draw them to this radio broadcast. Thailand, Dubai, we give God all the praise, honor, and glory for you. South Africa, Pakistan, Belgium, Kenya, Philippines, Malaysia, Nigeria, New Zealand, India, Russia, Argentina, we thank and praise God for you. Namibia, Somalia, Croatia, Jamaica, Venezuela, Turkey, Nicaragua, Barbados, Slovakia, we thank you and we give God all the praise, honor, and glory for you tuning in. I just believe, God, that he has his own way of drawing us to where he wants us to be situated, listen, hear, look, see, and that he, if it honors him, he will return a blessing that we're unable to obtain. He will just pour out his blessings upon us. So we thank him tonight for this broadcast, and we give you all the praise, Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless God today. I'm telling you, every time I go to church, the pastor always ministers to me something that God has just revealed to me. And I've got a greater revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ and the cross he bears, the cross he bore for us and our sins, and the pastor preached on that today. I, in addition, want to share with you to join us this Thursday night at 7 p.m. and next Thursday night. I'm having two broadcasts back-to-back on our tour to Israel, and I'm having some of the ministers that were with us on the trip minister to you specifically about their experiences and to identify some places where they walked, where Jesus walked, right out of the scriptures to share with you. This Thursday evening, it'll be my daughter, myself, the owner and president of the travel agency, the tour guide in Israel, and some of the ministers that went on the trip with us. We're going to minister to you mightily and share with you some supernatural experiences that we've had in the Holy Land. I truly believe that God can minister to us supernaturally right in this land, because I feel like my bedroom is holy ground. God has showed up many times for me in my room praying under my prayer shawl, and I just thank him. I went to Israel with expectation, and God just gave me exactly what I wanted. But tonight, we're focusing on this tremendous book, Will the Real You Please Stand Up, with pastor and life coach and author Kim Rivera. I've been waiting for quite a while to have Pastor Kim on this broadcast, and we have five loaded weeks, four after tonight, coming up with messages and lessons that she's received from the Holy Spirit to give just to us. Now, let me tell you a little bit about her. Kim Rivera is one of the founders and pastors of United Remnant Ministries. She was born in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. She graduated from Stowe Rocks High School. She attended Connolly Skill Learning Center for Practical Nurse and received her license. She enlisted into the Army for 5.5 years and received schooling in the administrative field and completed her military career at Fort Dix, New Jersey. She received religious education at Redeemer Bible School in Browns Mills, New Jersey, and holds Bachelor's of Theology Studies from York Christian College in Yonkers, New York. She has been involved with different types of ministries in the church, such as praise and worship leader, children and teen ministries, teaching and preaching the word, drama club, administrative work, and most of all, outreach ministry for over 25 years in the streets, something that I love to do, hospital, prison, and drug rehab. Thank you, Jesus. I've been involved in all of those ministries, and it is a joy. At the end of the day, the reward is great. Just on the inside, thinking upon what you've just done. She was ordained as pastor of United Remnant Ministries alongside her husband, George Rivera, in November 2008. She retired from General Services Administration in 2012 with 28 years of services. She also has a certification as a life coach from Coach Training Alliance and Life Skills Instruction from Arise Foundation. Well, my God, I just want to comment on that, because people raise themselves up as life coaches and don't have this kind of background. Praise God. She assists in Young Ladies in Transition, Women of Purpose Ministries, for the past 2 years. She is the author of the book, Will the Real You Please Stand Up? Getting Beyond Your Past. She presently resides in West Hampton, New Jersey, and has 3 children and 6 grandchildren. Praise God. She considers herself a servant of God and his partner in Kingdom Enterprise. Her life mission is to guide people into more intimacy with God so they can discover and progress in their God-given purpose. Thank you, Lord, for all of these ministries that Pastor Kim is involved with that glorify you. So, Pastor Kim, God bless you. I'm honored to have you on the broadcast. It's a privilege. You waited. I got some things mixed up before we went to Israel. So it's been a long time coming. I know God's going to use you and pour out his spirit. So, Pastor Kim, it's all yours. God bless you.
Amen. Praise God. It is such a privilege, and I thank you for the opportunity. Thank God for the opportunity to be on your show. This is actually my first time actually being on a show other than advertising, you know, some different events that we have, and this is a privilege. And before I even go any further, I just want to give God some honor and praise. I just lift his name on high. He is great and greatly to be praised. There is none like him. I am so excited about what Jesus is doing in the name of Jesus and what he's going to do, and we are living in expectation. How many of you all are living in expectation of the things that God said he was going to do? I believe that every promise that is in his word, it stands and it will be fulfilled in the name of Jesus. So I welcome everybody that's on the line in the name of Jesus. And I just want to give props to my sister evangelist Linda just for what she's doing. This is an awesome job that she is doing. And I just pray for God to continually bless her in her endeavors in the name of Jesus. Well, I just wanted to tell you a little bit about the book. I wrote it in 2016. It's Will the Real You Please Stand Up? Getting Beyond Your Past. The Lord had impressed on my heart to write this book because there were just so many people carrying stuff from the past and they weren't really fulfilling the call that God had on them. And the real person that God created them to be, it was covered up by all the hurts, all the pains, all the mess from years and years and years just piling up on them. So the Lord had me to write this book, and I always tell people my life mission is to help other people reach theirs. I say that again. My life mission is to help other people reach theirs, and I believe that everyone should have a life mission. Write it out. Make it plain. Then ask the God to bless it and run with it. But I'm going to read the back cover of my book, and then I'm going to share on a few chapters of my book and then share a little few other things. Praise God. This book is about helping those who have been through some traumatic situations in the past. These traumatic situations, if not processed correctly, can build layers of wounds that can become incorporated in our character and cover up the real you, never allowing the great potential to come out. Come go with me through a journey of discovery. My goals are to share some truths I've learned that will help you overcome the effects of emotional trauma, to move beyond your past and embrace the great future and plans God has for you. It will start out with some spiritual foundational truths, then proceed to help you define the process of how life wounds and dysfunctions are formed and give insight on how to get free, to position yourself to stand up and walk into your God-given future. Amen. He says, I know the plans that I have for you. He knows it. We don't always know it. That's why we got to get into his presence, get into his word, and he'll reveal your purpose to you little by little. Doesn't reveal it all at once. But I'm going to start with the first chapter, Made in God's Image, the Real You. Praise God. You know, on the sixth day, God created mankind. In Genesis 1:26, it says, let us make man in our own image and our own likeness. And in 27, it says, so God created man in his own image. And in the image of God created he him, male and female. I'm going to say that again, and you get it, male and female. Created he them. Being made in God's image and likeness means that we resemble him. We are God-like. We are not exactly like him because he cannot sin. However, we reflect God daily. I'm going to say that again. We reflect God daily, mankind, even before they are saved, even before they've been regenerated. Mankind reflects God daily. We have a human spirit. Why? Because God is the spirit. We are creative. Why? Because he's creative. We communicate because why? God communicates. We are relational. Why? Because he's relational. We are intelligent because he is intelligent. We demonstrate love, hate, grief, and giving. Why? Because he demonstrated it. You know what? We can't get around any of these facts, no matter how many we want to deny. Because many of people are living in denial of God, but we can't get around it. God took something of himself and put it on the inside of us. We were created with his spiritual DNA. Praise God. His spiritual DNA. And, you know, we were made triune, which means in threes. Being because we were made in his image, as stated in Genesis 1:26, we were much like the Godhead, the Trinity, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit being one. Talked about that in 1 John 5:7. For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and we know the Word represents Jesus, and the Holy Ghost. And these three were one. So mankind is a spirit who possesses a soul and lives in the body. And it says that in 1 Thessalonians 5:23. Paul said, I pray, God, that your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless until the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. So we're going to talk about these three parts. The soul is what brings life to the body. The soul encompasses our mind, our will, and our emotions, our intellect, our imagery, our memory, our reasoning, what we think, our likes, dislikes. Also, this is where our personality is and the seat of our passions and our feelings and the desires of mankind. Our soul was created to love and serve God. The Bible says, set your affections, your love, upon things in heaven, upon God, and not the things upon the earth. And our soulless realm was to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. In other words, the renewing of our mind is to say or do something over again and again, daily, by the word of God. Romans 12:2-8 says, don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. I like how the Message Bible says it. It says it like so. Don't become so well-adjusted to your culture that you fit into it without even thinking. Instead, fix your attention on God. You'll be changed from the inside out. Now, when we were first created, our soul was connected to God. Amen. Praise God. Our soul was connected to God before it was damaged, in the name of Jesus. It was damaged when Adam and Eve, we're going to talk a little bit about that, sinned. It was damaged. It was damaged by God, in the name of Jesus. So now let's talk about the body. The body is the outward man, the physical, the house in which the human spirit and soul live in. It's also referred to as the flesh, the old man. Yes, the old man, the flesh, the name of Jesus. Also in Matthew 26, it says, watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. The flesh is weak. The body is to be presented as a yielded holy person unto God. It talks about that in Romans 12:1. It says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. I like how the message really breaks it down. It says it like this. So here's what I want you to do. God helping you. Take your everyday, ordinary life. You're sleeping, you're eating, you're going to work, you're walking around life, and place it before God as an offering. Embracing what God does for you is the best thing you can do for Him. Praise God. So that's what we have to do with our body after it's been contaminated by the enemy. And we can gain back, come back to Jesus Christ through His blood. Okay, now our soul and our body is a prominent part of life. However, the human spirit is the real you, the heart of mankind's being. In Genesis 1:26-7, it mentioned man was made in His image. God is not flesh, He is a spirit. That is His image. This means that in addition to creating mankind a body and a soul, He created us a human spirit after His own image. Job 32:8 states, there is a spirit in man, and then the inspiration of the Almighty giveth them understanding. The real you is your human spirit down on the inside. The real you is also called the inner man. In Ephesians 3:16, it says that He would grant you, according to the riches of His glory, to be strengthened with the might of His spirit. Where? In the inner man. The inner man is like that spiritual organ where we communicate with God. The real you is mentioned in the Bible also as the inward man. In 2 Corinthians 4:16, it says, for which cause we faint not, but thought our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. It is also known as the hidden man in 1 Peter 3:4. But let it be the hidden man of the heart, in that which it is not corruptible, even the ornament of meek and a gentle, quiet spirit, which in the sight of God is of great price. Our human spirit is that part of us that was created to communicate, to fellowship, and to worship God, indicating spiritual life, His spirit to our spirit. In John 4:4, it says, God is a spirit, and those that worship Him must worship Him, spirit and truth. Spirit and truth. It starts with the spirit, and it goes down into our soul, and over and spills out into our body, in the name of Jesus. Proverbs 20:27 says, the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, searching all the inward parts of the body. In other words, this is a place where God reveals things to us, a light shed on dark or hidden areas, so we may see clearly through our spirit, see clearly through our spirit, our ears to be open, our spiritual ears, our spiritual eyes. It's through our spirit, man. It is not through our soul, and it is not through our body. It's through our spirit, man. It travels through the soul and through the body as the soul and body is sanctified and surrenders itself to God. But the real you is coming from your human spirit, your spirit man, in the name of Jesus. The human spirit is also the part of mankind that was born again after the fall of man. At the fall of mankind, fellowship with God was broken, called spiritual death. God did, however, through His grace and communication with chosen few, to bring forth Jesus. For example, like Abraham, Moses, and others, He communicated to them through the prophets. But communication with God was restored in our spirit man through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, called the spiritual life and rebirth. We had to be born again, because before we were born, before Jesus came to renew us, we were born in the flesh. We only saw things through the flesh. But now we can see things through the spirit. Then we can communicate with Him. And we cannot take that communication for granted, because God leads us by the spirit. He knows the present, He knows the past, and He knows the future. When we have decisions that we have to make, we need to take it to God in the name of Jesus and ask Him. He will reveal things to you in your spirit. You have to tap in, and we can't do things to hinder the flow of the spirit that comes from God. We have to let the river. living water would flow out of us, but it comes from God. It comes out of us to minister to others and for us to be led by the Holy Spirit. Because we are spirit, we are created to be spirit conscious. Before something happens in the physical, there's always something going on in the spirit first. And a lot of times we have to ask God, what is going on, Lord? Many times he reveals it. Sometimes he don't. Sometimes he'll reveal it later. In Romans 8:14, it says, for as many are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. When one is a son or a daughter of God, through the redemption power of Christ, his Spirit leads us through our human spirit by faith. It travels through our transformed soul, and it's acted out by our living sacrifice body. Our spirit, soul, and body were designed to work together in fellowship and communication and worship and service, to God. That is the real you, your spirit man, in the name of Jesus. We were never created to live on this earth without the guidance of our God. Many people have kicked God to the curb and look at the results. You see the condition that our world is in. It's a mess because so many people want to kick God to the curb. There's even a mess sometimes, even things in the church, because a lot of people are rebellious. A lot of people are in denial of what's going on in their soulish realm, and they need to deal with that. We're going to talk about that in another lesson. Our soul is to be renewed daily, sanctified daily. In James 1:21, it says that the engrafted word of God is able to save our soul. When the word comes together with the spirit of the living God, power is created for change. Activated. I like how some of the cartoons, they put their hands together and it's like a power comes out. There's a spiritual activation when we surrender to the word and the spirit of the living God through our human spirit. So many people are living soulishly or just through their body, skipping the real person that they are on the inside of them through that human spirit. And we're going to talk a little bit about what happened to the real you and God's remedy to bring you back to his original intent. First of all, when mankind was created, they were pure and innocent and holy. Adam and Eve experienced a close, loving relationship with God. They lived in the Garden of Eden that was displayed, that had a display of superb beauty. Can you imagine? No sin. No hurt, no harm, no disease. It was superb beauty that God intended for his creation. There was no sin, no fear, no sickness. It was a place to be fully enjoyed. God made every provision for them to live in fellowship with him, to have a full, productive life. How many of us want to get back to a full, productive life? It's through Jesus. We're going to talk about it. God told them to be fruitful and have dominion over the earth. In Genesis 1:28, he told Adam they could eat freely of any tree of the garden except for the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, or they would die. They surrendered themselves to God and lived in complete obedience until Satan made them use the serpent to deceive them into eating the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. This was a total act of disobedience and the fall of mankind. After this act of disobedience, that sin came into the world, death through sin, and sin spread through all of mankind. We couldn't even, at that time, we couldn't even try to live holy. We had no strength to do it. Because all that was inherited from Adam and Eve. The sin rolled over onto us, mankind. I know some of you all years ago might have heard of that song, Naughty by Nature. Yes, we were naughty by nature until Jesus came. In Romans 5:12, it says, wherefore, as by one man's sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all mankind, for all that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We have come short of God's expectation. Mankind, we were all living on death row, and there's some still living on death row. The word sin means to miss the mark. Mankind totally missed the mark of God's great expectations and original intent he had for his beloved. Since they both continued to live many more years, what died that day? I used to ask that question before I really studied the Word of God. What died? They were still living. The fellowship and communication Adam and Eve had with God that was accomplished through the spirit man, the real you, was broken. They became spiritually dead, ashamed and aware of their sin, and hid from God. This effect came upon all mankind until Jesus' work on the cross was accomplished. Mankind was in bondage, contaminated, spiritually dead, physical death, and eternal death, as stated in Hebrews 2:14 and 15. It says that through death, he, Jesus, might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to. So from creation to Jesus, we were subject to spiritual death. Mankind took on a sinful nature and lost its innocence. The old man. Mankind became darkened by sins hostile towards God. Humans became depraved, meaning corrupt, guilty of disobedience practice or dishonest practices, wicked, selfish, tainted, totally rejected truth, living by their own truth or conscience, self-knowledge, and judgment of right or wrong that leads to destruction. That's the condition we were left in. Proverbs 16:25 says, there is a way that man seemeth to be right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Also in Jeremiah 17:9, it states that the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? There's a lot of people just living the way they feel that they should live. Oh, no, I have my own faith. I'm okay. Well, that's why the world's in the situation they are. You know, we were created by God, so our life should be guided by God. So mankind was in this state, and they were unable to do or choose that which is acceptable to God apart from divine grace or God-given favor and ability. We couldn't even choose the right thing, because we were so contaminated before Jesus. It does not submit to God's way, nor can it do so. Romans 8:7 states, because the carnal mind is enmity against God, in other words, it's an enemy against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can it be. We could do nothing to help ourselves. Some people say, if God helps those who help themselves. Well, at that time, before Jesus, we could not help ourselves. The King James, it says, that scripture, Romans 8:7, for better understanding and more insight. Okay, let's look in the message. It says, focusing on the self is the opposite of focusing on God. Anyone completely absorbed in self ignores God, ends up thinking more about self than God. That person ignores who God is and what he is doing. We were born in a sinful state. This is totally demonstrated when a baby is born and begins to grow. Even though he or she is innocent, totally. He's totally selfish, and must be taught to be unselfish. You don't have to teach a baby to do wrong when they come out. They're totally selfish already. You got to teach them to do right. That's because we were born in sin. Our built in need to worship and fellowship with God was tainted. Let me say that again. Our built in need to worship and fellowship with God was tainted. And mankind looks to fill that emptiness in worshiping idols. And idols is just not statues. We can worship a person. We can worship money. We can worship a car. We can worship sexual issues. We can worship all kinds of things. All kinds of things. Idols can be in the form of worshiping or giving first place to ourselves, others, and material things. Mankind lost sight of the purposes it was created for. It was created to glorify and enjoy God forever. But we lost sight of that. In 1 Corinthians 6:20 it states, "For you were bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God." That's the King James Version. Also in Psalms 86:9, "All nations whom thou hast made shall come and worship before thee, O Lord, and shall glorify thy name." In a fallen state, mankind does not seek the will of God for their purpose. This causes mankind to live so selfishly, living by his own fleshly desires that lead to a dead end path. Some may do many good things, however, it is not always the God-appointed thing in fulfilling or bringing us forth in the will of God. However, through God's grace and mercy, he communicated with specific chosen people, bringing forth Jesus, who released all mankind from the penalty of sin through his death and resurrection and reconciled us to him, having spiritual life, being born again of the Spirit, and once again and having fellowship with God. Jesus came to destroy the works of the enemy, destroy us, getting off us off of death row. In John 3:3-6, Jesus answered and said unto him, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." And then Nicodemus said, "How can a man be born when he's old? Can he either the second time enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born?" Jesus answered, "Except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit." All we have to do is accept Jesus in our heart and confess him with our mouth, and he will come in, live in our human spirit, and give us guidance to get back to God's original. That's what we got to look for. Now, here's some benefits of life with Christ, accepting him. He lives on the inside of us in the name of Jesus. We are forgiven and redeemed or rescued through Christ's blood. We are reconciled and made righteous. We can never be righteous. He made us righteous. We are justified or made right, and we have peace with God. The Holy Spirit is living on the inside of us and is helping us to live this life daily. We are God's children. We communicate with God for direction through prayer. If you're in a valley of decision, we can go to God. The Bible says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him. He will direct you." He will direct you. I always talk to people about five different ways to know the will of God. Through his word first. In our inner man, he'll reveal things to us. He'll use circumstances. He'll use a prophet to reveal things to us. And through prayer. He reveals things to us, good, bad, or indifferent. First one is through his word. I tell you, he reveals things to us. There may be some other words, but some other ways, but this is how God, what God gave to me and how he reveals his will to us. Praise God. Let's keep going. God gives us our human man, the real you, the new man. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things pass away. All things become new. We are delivered from the power of darkness through the blood of Jesus. And he translated us into his kingdom, sitting in heavenly places, looking down on the enemy. The enemy is under our feet. He said we would have life and life more abundantly. Meaning real life, the way God intended it. A full life. He gives us strength to live right. He gives us the power to be led by him. Everything we need to live and to be productive and for fruitful, purposeful, victorious life for God. He gave it to us. I'm going to read this out of 2 Peter 1:3. This is 1:3 and 4. This is one of my favorite scriptures. Let me pull it up here. Thank you, Jesus. Everything we need. Thank you, Lord. Everything we need. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. 1, 3, and 4. Here we go. According as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that have called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceedingly great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. He gave us an ability to get to escape from corruption. Will we go through hard times, negative things? Yes, but he always goes with us through it. He never promised that we would never go through any hurt or any pain, but he will go through it with us. He will give us strength. Step by step, day by day, from glory to glory. Now that is the part of the foundational part before we go into inner healing and how we were created for God's glory and his purpose. I hope that helped you. If you have any questions, I guess we can open up now. If you have any questions or any comments that you would like to share concerning the teaching.
Well, praise God. I just want to say, this is Evangelist Linda Caceres. If you're listening by way of streaming and you're listening from your computer, you can turn the volume off on your computer and dial 929-477-2442. Press 1 if you would like to make a comment or ask Pastor Kim a question. What a teaching, what a lesson. The real you. We need to resemble God. Hallelujah. Just like Pastor Kim said, we are made in his image. So we bless God tonight. If you would like to share a prayer request and have Pastor Kim to pray for you, if you would like some life coaching on something right now, okay, we have a caller. The last 4 digits of your number is 1296. May I have your name, caller?
Valerie Drowell.
You have a question or a prayer request you'd like to speak with Pastor Kim?
Yes, ma'am. I have a comment and a question.
Okay, you're more than welcome.
I wanted to say I really enjoyed the insight about my spirit and about my soul, the difference, and the effects of the world that the world has had on me, that is a lot that controls what I do, and that's not the way God wanted me to be. I thank you for that, Pastor Kim, for explaining that and, you know, digging deep into that. How would one get to actually know that spirit that God wants us to be or have or react from or move in?
Amen. Repeat the question again.
How would one get to know that spirit that God wants us to move in and react from?
First of all, we have to accept the Lord in our life. His spirit comes and lives in our spirit. And he reveals things to you through your spirit. Now, I always feel like sometimes, you know, things are from our soulish realm. When it's from our soulish realm, it doesn't always line up with the Word of God. A lot of times it's fickle. You'll feel it one way, and then another time it'll change. But when it's from your human spirit, it will stay on you. It will stay on you, and you continue to seek God about it. It'll stay with you. It won't go away. And then you just surrender to God. It's like you hear it down on the inside. You'll hear it in your ear. You'll hear it in your mind. But it comes from deep on the inside, spirit to spirit, and it always lines up with the Word of God. Did that answer your question?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Praise God. Thank you, caller. We have another caller on the line. The last four digits of your number is 0296. May I have your name, please? Hello?
This is Prophetess Quintzwella Holmes. I'm calling in for the first time.
Hi, my friend.
Hello. How are you doing?
Hi.
How you doing? Thanks for calling in, my friend. Would you like to share something with Pastor Kim, something she said on the broadcast, or you have a prayer request?
Oh, no, I just was like pray for my two nephews. They haven't been in our lives like their mom. She don't want them to come around us. But I've been asking God to touch her heart and touch her heart to reestablish their relationship with us because they used to be in our lives, and then there were issues with the father and the grandmother. And the mother, her heart got hardened against them, and so she won't let them come around. And God allowed me to go to her house, and I prayed with her. And so she was like, well, you can set up an appointment to see him. But when I called and left a text, she never responded back. So I'm just believing God that he would turn it around.
Amen. We'll pray. And what's your name again?
Quintzwella.
Okay. Father, in the name of Jesus, you said we can commit all our ways to you and you would bring things to pass. Father, we commit Quintella's family right now to you right now in the name of Jesus. Father, I ask that you be in the midst of this situation, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we welcome you in, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray that you bring healing to this family, Lord. In the name of Jesus, togetherness in this family. I rebuke estrangement in the family, Lord. Open up every heart. Open up every mind. Father, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke unforgiveness. That's what I'm sensing, unforgiveness and bitterness right now in the family. Satan, you're a liar. I tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy that's going on in this family. Bring healing. Father, bring deliverance. Set free, Lord, save, heal, Father, in the name of Jesus. I rebuke generational curses, Father, in this family right now, in the name of Jesus. Father, and I speak every crooked place in this family to be made straight. Father, we remove every mountain, Father. Remove every yoke of bondage in this family, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, just put in their hearts right now love for one another, Lord. Do a new thing in their heart, Lord, in the name of Jesus right now, Father. We thank you for what you're going to do, Lord. And I'm praying and expecting, Father, healing, deliverance for this family to come back together. In Jesus' name, praise God. Amen and amen. Sister, you keep praying over that family. But sometimes they won't hear you. Sometimes they won't listen. But you can talk about them on your knees. Don't go around talking about them here and there and everywhere. But you can talk about them on your knees to Jesus Christ. And he will do great things in your family. He done it for me, and he will do it for you, because he is no respecter of person.
Amen. Thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
I'll be praying with you too, my friend.
Thank you.
I love you.
Love you too.
So if you have a prayer request and you're listening by way of streaming, or you would like to comment or share something, dial 929-477-2442, and you are more than welcome to press 1 and let me know, and I'll open your mic so that you can talk to Pastor Kim and share your prayer request. I have a prayer request. I really want my two grandsons to have a close walk with God. I want them filled with the Holy Spirit, and I want reconciliation in my daughter's marriage. And so, Pastor Kim, I would really like for you to pray for my daughter, her marriage, and her two sons. When we came home from Israel, even the last couple of days, I sensed something that about her marriage when she got home, and we weren't home at her house for 24 hours when her husband talked of separation. So I want prayer about that, and I want my two grandsons filled with the Holy Ghost.
Okay, amen. Praise God. Again, Father, we come to you. You said we can come boldly before the throne of grace to obtain mercy and to find help for need, for in the time of need, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, I bring my sister's daughter, what's her name?
Shawnee,
and her husband?
Nathaniel.
Husband's name? Nathaniel. Shawnee and Nathaniel, in the name of Jesus. Father, I break every yoke of bondage. I rebuke, Father, separation and divorce, and if there's infidelity, I don't know, I rebuke that right now in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Father, I ask that you spark love again in that marriage in the name of Jesus, and I declare nothing to come against this marriage right now in the name of Jesus. Father, do your work, Father, in the name of Jesus. Even visit them right now, right where they're at, in the name of Jesus. Overshadow them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Breathe on this marriage, Lord. Breathe life, breathe life, breathe life into this marriage, Lord. Restore the marriage, Lord.
Yes.
Restore the love. Let there be a spark of love to come back into this marriage. And I cancel out separation and divorce right now in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Satan, you're a liar. You get your hands off of this marriage right now in
Hallelujah.
The name of Jesus. Marriage was made by God in the name of Jesus right now, and no one will put it asunder in the name of Jesus. I rebuke, Father, any word curses against this marriage right now in the name of Jesus. Any demonic prayers against this marriage, I rebuke it right now in the name of Jesus. Oh,
Hallelujah.
Father, bring them back together. Restore the marriage, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And I speak over those grandchildren right now. Help them to be filled with the Holy Spirit, Father, right now. Do your work in them, Lord. I rebuke seducing and perverse spirits, Father. Those spirits that pull our young people away from you, I break the yoke of bondage right now. Rescue them. Arrest them, Father, in your love. Arrest them, Father, in your spirit, Father, in the name of God. Arrest them in your mercy. Arrest them in your grace, Father. Do what you have to do to save them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Fill them with your spirit even now. Visit them where they're at, Lord, in the name of Jesus. not so much even a visitation, but there'll be a habitation in their life, a habitation in their home, a habitation, Father, in her daughter and son-in-law's marriage. Right now, in the name of Jesus, do the work. Father, straighten out everything. Let every crooked place be made straight, Father. Give them double for their trouble, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And I rebuke the enemy right now from taking advantage of their emotions and things that have happened in the past. Satan, you are a liar in the name of Jesus. And we dedicate this marriage to the Lord in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I receive
Thank
that. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise. So if you're listening to Gatekeepers Ministry International Radio broadcast this evening by way of streaming, you can turn your volume off on your computer and dial 929-477-2442, press 1, and I'll open your mic where you can share with Pastor Kim your heart regarding anything on the broadcast. Will the real you please stand up? We just praise God for that title. It says, speaks volumes to me. And I thank you, Pastor Kim. So while we're waiting, would you like to give out any information about your ministry, your church, your location, just in case there's callers from New Jersey or just streaming in from anywhere in your area? Why don't you share some information about what you're doing and where you're doing it?
Amen. Praise God.
We have a caller. We have a caller. Let's get them first. I'm opening the mic of 2885. May I have your name, please?
Elaine Wright.
Okay. Do you have a prayer request or you'd like to speak with Pastor Kim?
Yes, I have a question, two-part question, actually, regarding the lesson that she spoke on this evening. First, Pastor Kim, I just want to thank you for the encouragement and the the word that God put in your heart about how we are made in the image of God, and that's who we are truly are. And why we were made. So I just thank God for you for that to speak on that and speak on what the Lord has given you. Thank you for your obedience.
Praise God.
So I do have a question, kind of like a two-part question. So first, you talked about just some different things and going on in the spirit man that were made up of spirit, soul, and body. So what are some of the things that can hinder your spirit man from growing? And what can I do to start to change on how I look at myself based off of how God created me, based off of how I look at myself?
Okay. First, we're talking about hindering from the spirit man growing, right?
Yes.
Okay. First of all, the Bible says that faith come by hearing and hearing the word of God. So when we hear the word of God, when we speak the word of God, when we think the word of God, it strengthens us in our spirit because our soul and our body, the Bible says, is enmity with God. It comes against God. And so we have to strengthen ourselves in our spirit, and then we have to renew our minds, which is the soulish realm, and then present our bodies as a living sacrifice. So when we even praying in the spirit, it says that we strengthen ourselves through praying in the spirit, staying in his word, renewing our minds daily, because how many know that we always have things that bombard our mind? So when we don't spend time in his word and we don't spend time praying and we separate ourselves from God, we become spiritually weak. And what happens is when we become spiritually weak, we're feeding more of our soul and our body. We become spiritually weak, and then all of a sudden you will start sinning. You will start doing things that's contrary to God. But when you fill yourself up with the word, when you fill yourself up with prayer and even being around God's people and praying in the spirit, you strengthen your spirit man, so your soul and your body can be subject to your spirit man, and you can walk and flow in the Spirit. That's the first. Did that answer your question?
Amen. Yes, it did. Thank you so much. Amen.
And what was the second one again?
Oh, I'm sorry. The second question was, what can I do to start change on how I look at myself to see the real me?
Okay. Change on seeing the real you. First of all, if you have any unconfessed sin, I would ask God to forgive you and ask Him to help you change, because sometimes we carry things from the past, unforgiveness, and that covers up the real person that we're called to be. Because a lot of times those unforgiveness and things from the past gets incorporated in our character. For example, if a child was rejected and they let that rejection take over their lives, they can form low self-esteem, misplaced identity, and they will think that they're something that they're not. And they have to tap in and remove all that stuff. The Bible says, cast all your cares unto God. We can't carry it. We have to give it back to Him. It says He carries all our wounds and all our burdens. So we have to give it back to God. And when that stuff is given back to God, it releases something off of us. Jesus is carrying it. He carried it on the cross. And it can release us from carrying it. And then we can realize who we really are. And also the Word. If you get into the Word, the God, it will help you realize who you are. You're forgiven. You're reconciled. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. You're above and not beneath, the head and not the tail, in the name of Jesus. The Bible in Zephaniah says He celebrates you. He rejoices over you. So first, forgiving and letting things go, and then getting that up off you, no more carrying it, no more carrying hurts and pains. And then just overload your mind with the Word of God and know who you are and walk in it. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Kim. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Amen. Praise God.
Praise God.
Praise God. I really feel that this young lady has such a purpose and a powerful,
yeah,
tremendous destiny. And I found with myself that I cannot look to leaders to identify me. That once God showed me that I look to Him to identify me and see Him in me, and that's who I trust, that's where my hope is, and that He defines my destiny. He defines who I am, and that brought me to know the real me, and that let me become a whole lot more secure in ministry and in the woman of God that I am. So I'm listening to what you say to these young ladies that call in, and that was excellent for me to hear what you just shared with her. So if you have dialed in and you would like to speak with Pastor Kim, have her encourage you or pray for you or with you, you can press 1 and I'll open your mic, and you can share your prayer request, a comment. If you're listening by way of streaming, you can turn your computer off and dial 929-477-2442, press 1. And I'll open your mic, and you can share with Pastor Kim. So I'm getting ready to open the mic. The last 4 digits of your number is 6051. May I have your name, please?
Yes, my name is Dawn Price.
Okay. Do you have something you want to share or prayer request for Pastor
Kim? I just have a question.
Yes, Dawn.
Yes, hi, Pastor Kim. Before I ask a question, I just wanted to thank you for your obedience to going on the talk show or radio show to help people, but with God downloaded in you. And my question is, I hear sometimes in the church world that forgiving and letting go, or just let it go, or But is it that easy?
No, it's not. It's a process. It's a process. Even though I always tell people to forgive, but as you go through the process, your emotions have to catch up with your words. Sometimes you just got to keep speaking it. It's a process, asking God to heal you from the past. It doesn't happen right away. It takes time. It's going from glory to glory. I always hear Joyce Meyer say, just confess it over yourself, and then your everything else will catch up. You have to ask God to heal you in your emotions, heal you in your hurt, heal you in your pain. Some people, it takes longer. Some people, shorter. But it does not happen right away. You can confess it right away, but it doesn't always happen right away. So it takes time. It's a process. And ask God to help you through the process, because you can't do it yourself.
Okay. All right. That encouraged me, because sometimes I want things now, but I'm seeing it doesn't work that way. So I thank you for your encouraging words, and I praise God.
Amen.
I just wanted to share something that I learned in Israel. I do have Jewish roots. My grandmother was Jewish, and I bless God for that. I led her to Christ, and I think there's a great number of rewards for us leading any Jewish person to Christ. Nevertheless, on the tour that I just got back from the Holy Land, the tour guide was explaining a lot of things about the Jews. And something that encouraged me was he said, Jewish people forgive, but they don't forget. And I could bear witness to that, because I don't have the power that God himself has to forget. He says he forgets our sin, and he throws it into the sea of forgetfulness. Now, sometimes I say, Lord, you didn't let us forget what they did to you. You still have the nail scars in your hand and your feet. And I think about what Paul says, forgetting those things that are behind. And I've always associated that to be very personal to him, because he killed Christians. He killed people that love God. And he was trying hard. He forgave himself, but he couldn't forget it. And he had to repeat to himself, I forget those things which are behind. You know, if you're a murderer of people, I'm sure if you've murdered more than one person, it's going to take you a while to get to try to even get that out of your mind, or that picture of seeing these people killed. And so I've always associated that with him saying that same thing to himself that we would say also, trying to forget some things. But I say to the Lord sometimes, how am I going to make it through this? Am I going to make it through this? And once I make it through it, how is it possible to even forget it? You know, and so then I heard the tour guide say, Jews forgive, but they don't forget. And you can remember something that somebody did to you and still love them.
Yeah.
You can. So I just wanted to share that. We have another caller. The last four digits of your number are 1333. May I have your name, please?
This is Elder Diane Matthews.
Welcome, Diane.
Well, hello, Diane Matthews,
you.
Elder Matthews. Welcome to Gatekeepers broadcast. You have something you wanted to share with Pastor Kim?
Well, first of all, I want to comment. I'm calling to make a comment. And also, Sister Linda, Sister Linda, I want to thank you for your broadcast. for allowing God to use you to open up your station, this station, your broadcast, and letting God use you as his vessel to use people to minister in word or in, through whatever their ambition is to do, is to, you know, bring forth that word to minister to people, those that are in hurting positions or hurting or whatever they're going through. I thank God for allowing you and for your obedience to open up your being a vehicle to broadcast on radio. And I just want to comment on, and I just want to also make a comment on for Pastor Kim. God used you tonight to really minister to his people, and I'm sure that was a blessing to the hearers of your word tonight. And you really minister, and the word was encouraging and uplifting, and also words of insight. So God really used you mightily, and continue. And I pray that God will continue to use you. And God bless you, and also Sister Linda, God bless you for letting God use you.
Okay, Elder Diane, you have some scheduling to do on this broadcast too.
So,
I got your email address, so you need to be emailing me to let me know your availability. So let me say that.
Yes, I certainly will.
Praise God.
That to you.
Okay. Thank you very much, and God bless you as well.
Oh, thank you.
Elder Diane and I work together in the woman's ministry. I'll talk about that in a little bit. Praise God.
Okay, cool. So we can look forward to another 4 weeks on Sunday evening when Pastor Kim will be on the air to minister. What is your topic next Sunday evening, Pastor Kim?
See, my topic next Sunday, here, let me look at my paper. Hold on for a minute here. It's created for God's glory and pleasure. We often think of our life as our own, and we can do whatever we want with it. However, we were never created to live apart from God. This class will communicate how we were created to give God glory and how he takes pleasure in his people.
Praise God. I'm looking forward to that. I just wanted to find out if the caller with the last four digits of your number, 4180, did you want to say something? Do you have something that you would like to share?
Yes. I just wanted to thank Pastor Rivera for her encouragement, and I would love, I can't wait to read her book. My name is Rosemont Proctor, and I wanted to ask her if she can pray for me.
Yes.
Sure. Do you have her book now?
No, I don't. I want it.
Yes,
okay.
I will get advertisements for the book after and tell you how to get the book after I pray for you. What is your specific prayer?
I've gotten into some things that I should not have, and I need a little push. I just pray for me.
Okay. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you on behalf of my sister right now in the name of Jesus. Father, you're the all-forgiving Father in the name of Jesus, and forgiveness is available for her. Mm-hmm. Forgiveness is available, and she can dust herself off and start over again. Lord, give her another opportunity, Father, to get it right, Lord. Father, speak to her heart and speak to her mind, Father, in the name of Jesus. Rescue her, Lord. Watch over and keep her, Lord. Help her to make the right choices, Father, in the name of Jesus. Do a work in her life, Father, in the name of Jesus. I cancel out what the enemy has for her in the name of Jesus. And I pray that, Father, only what you have for her will come forth right now in the name of Jesus. Keep her heart, keep her mind. Open up her mind, Father, to understand what you want. Father, open up her spirit, Father, to receive what you want, Father. Rescue her, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Do your work in her right now, Father. Even in her dreams, reveal things to her right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. And I cancel out what the enemy's doing. I cancel out, Father, him taking advantage of her emotions right now. In the name of Jesus, help her to let go of all the past and embrace our great future that you have for her right now in the name of Jesus. And I thank you what you're going to do in her life, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. First of all, I'm going to ask you, have you received God in your life? Have you received Jesus in your life?
Yes, I have. Right now, I'm in a backslidden state.
Okay, that's what I sensed. But right now, you can rededicate yourself to the Lord. Would you like to do that?
Yes, I would.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Bible says that the whole of heaven rejoices when one comes back to the Lord. Just repeat after me. Father.
Father.
I admit. That I have sinned.
That I have sinned.
And slid back from you.
And slid back from you.
Father, I ask for forgiveness.
Father, I ask for forgiveness.
For all my sins.
For all my sins.
I believe.
You sent your son Jesus.
To
die on the cross.
For every last one of my sins.
For every last one of my sins.
And you rose him.
And you rose him.
From the dead.
From the dead.
For my victory.
For my victory.
For my purpose.
For my purpose.
For my healing.
For my healing.
For my deliverance.
For my deliverance.
And I confess you.
And I confess you.
As my Savior.
As my Savior.
And my Lord.
And my Lord.
Live in me, Lord. Say, live in me, Lord.
Live in me, Lord.
Live through me, Lord.
Live through me, Lord.
Make something beautiful.
Make something beautiful.
Of my life.
Of my life.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Rosie, you've got to find a good church, people that love you, people that embrace you, where you can get taught and get discipled, because God has a one-of-a-kind, unique plan for your life.
Yes.
Now, right now, the Holy Spirit come in to live in your spirit, but you got to renew your soul. So that you can have right actions and live a full life for God.
Yes.
It's so important. You got to renew your mind daily because the enemy will try to continue to attack you in your mind.
Yes.
But you have the protection of the Holy Spirit, but you got to get into a word-based church so that you can be transformed by the renewing of your mind so you can get delivered in your soulless realm. So you can live full for God and get back to his original purpose for you. That's very important.
Yes. Yeah.
Very important. You are loved. You are loved and you are forgiven. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. You are valuable. You have worth. And don't let anybody tell you you don't.
Yes, ma'am.
Don't let people drag you down by their level of immaturity.
Thank you.
You see God's maturity. Okay, sis?
Yes. Thank you so much.
Yes. You have value. He loves you.
I know.
And he has a great plan for you. A great plan. I know some. Where are you from, if you don't mind me asking?
Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Okay, I'm a connect you with some people in Pittsburgh so you can get encouraged and get into a good church.
Okay, that sounds good.
I know some people in Pittsburgh. God bless you, sis.
God bless you, too.
Oh, you wanted to know information about my book, right?
Yes.
You know what?
Yes.
I feel led to send you a free book. Can you email me your address? Email me your address. Can you write my email down, please?
Yes, ma'am. Let me get my pencil. Piece of paper.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. It's K-E.
K-E.
M-I-M-E.
M-I-M-E.
At yahoo.com.
K-E-M-I-M-E at
yahoo.com.
At yahoo.com.
Okay. And those are both M's. No N's are in there.
Okay.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for souls. Thank you, Lord. That is so valuable. Wow.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. God bless you.
God bless
you. Hallelujah.
God
bless you. We have another caller. The last four digits of your number is 2885. May I have your name, please?
Yes, it's Elaine.
Yeah. Welcome.
Would you like to, you have a prayer request or something to share about the lesson, Pastor Kim?
Ma'am.
Just.
I just was led to give a call back. I still was listening to the broadcast and the story of Voel, just a prayer, and I believe I heard the Lord say, change is coming. For us, I believe her name was Sister Rose.
Yeah.
Miss Rose.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to call back. I hope it was okay.
Sure.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. Thank you.
Amen.
God bless
just
you.
Just the three words. Amen. God bless.
Okay.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Well, praise God if you're listening to Gatekeepers Ministry International radio broadcast, and you're listening by way of streaming on your computer, you can turn the volume off and dial 929-477-2442. Press 1, and I'll open your mic so you can share with us. So, Pastor Kim, tell everybody how they can get your book.
Praise God. They can go to our website, UnitedRemnantMinistries.com, and they can go down to the left, and it'll say book, and they can buy it there. It's $10.99, and we will send it out to them. Or they can go on Amazon to get the I think you can download it to your computer from Amazon. And also,
okay.
I wanted to let you know, also, we do have church services on Sunday morning, and at 46 East Scott Street in Riverside, New Jersey. If you're close to that area, you can come on out and join us. If not, we are on Periscope for those who can't get out to church, who might be bedridden or ill or can't get out to a church or don't have transportation. My Periscope name is, it's capital K, and then I M, and then space, capital R, and then lowercase IVERA at capital URM and then lowercase RIVERA. And you can watch our whole church service on Periscope. Periscope is an app. You have to download it. And also we have Monday night phone prayer. The phone line prayer is number was from 7 to 8. And the phone line number is 218-339-6985. I repeat, 218-339-6985. 6985, code 42758#. We all have also said Bible study on Thursday night, prayer and Bible study, and we also do have Bible study on the phone for those who are in their homes. It's the same number, Thursday nights at 7:15. We also have Wednesday midweek motivation at 12 noon for about 15 minutes, the same phone number and code. We like to stay connected with people. We have people that have connected with us from all over the United States, different areas in the United States. We just believe in staying connected. And also, too, I started a Women's Renew group. We do that every first Saturday of the month at 12 noon. I'm also on Periscope at that time and through the week on Saturdays, other than the first Saturday at around 7 p.m. So we stay connected. Through phone or through social media.
Well, praise God. Tonight, we have really been ministered to about will the real you please stand up? And we know that God has shined his favor upon this broadcast this evening. And if you do have a comment or a question or a prayer request, you need to call in now at 929-477-2442. Those of you that have made a comment or prayer request, the only way that I would know that you would like to say something else is by you hanging up and calling back in and pressing 1 again, because I can see the board. So that may be a little inconvenient, but that's the only way that I would know that you want to have something else to say. So you can dial 929-477-2442 and press 1, and I'll open your mic. If not, we're going to close the broadcast right now. Pastor Kim, is there anything finally that you would like to say? If somebody wanted to have you as a life coach, what do they need to do? And how does that work?
Is right now I've been doing just group life coaching, but they can call me, call the church phone line at 609-504-9991 and request request a life coaching with Pastor Kim, and I can get them involved in our group life coaching, or I may be able to do some one-on-one life coaching over the phone.
Okay. 1296 is the last 4 digits of your number. Did you have something else that you would like to say?
Yes. My name is Valerie.
Okay.
And
okay.
I wanted to thank Pastor Kim and for just opening her heart and her life experience and breaking that down about what I am. And I wanted to see, are you on any social media sites or, you know, anything like that? Do you do any, you know, other broadcasts anywhere?
Yes, on Periscope. I'm sorry, my phone. On Periscope, I do that the first Saturday of the month. And then on Saturdays around 7 o'clock, I'm trying to stay consistent with, we do Periscope teachings. We are doing a teaching on diseases of the soul out of Deborah Deldridge's book, and just trying to help people to allow the river of living God to flow through them and not allow, help them not to build dams in their life, to keep the river of flowing through, that the river of God will flow through them. So I'm doing a teaching on that every Saturday, except the first Saturday is at 12 noon. And then all the other Saturdays at 7 p.m. on Periscope. We're trying to get on Facebook Live. Sometimes the phone acts up, but we're trying to get on Facebook Live. But we're on Periscope. And I believe I did mention my Periscope name. I will repeat it, though. It's capital K, lowercase I-M, then space, capital R-I-V-E-R-A. The R is capitalized, I'm sorry, and the rest of the letters are lowercase, and then at, and then capital URM and lowercase RIVERA. So that's the only social media that I'm on.
Do you have a Facebook site, or do you do Instagram?
Oh, yes, we do have a Facebook site. My husband just reminded me we do have a Facebook site, UnitedRemnantMinistry.com, and there are messages on there that I have spoke that you can go and look at. Thank you so much for reminding me of that.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, caller, very much. Well, if there's someone else that's called in and you would like to speak with Pastor Kim, you can press 1 and I'll open your mic. So we just praise God and give him all the glory right now. I just want to thank you again, Pastor Kim. Your lesson was very thorough and really ministered to me and the listeners. Thank you, Elder Matthews, for calling in. Let me hear your voice. I'm excited to have you on the broadcast at a later date. And so, Pastor Kim, if you have something else to say, it's all yours, and then I'll close out the broadcast.
I just want to say a prayer over all the listeners in the name of Jesus. Father, I just thank you for every listener that was on the line. I pray that this word, Father, would take root and produce much fruit in their lives, Father, in the name of Jesus. And I just speak love, joy, peace, encouragement over them, Lord. I speak every yoke of bondage to be broken in their life, every chain to be broken,
Amen.
Father. Help the listeners, Father, to fulfill their God-given purpose, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I speak favor, Lord, in the name of Jesus, right now, speak increase over them, Father. And as the night goes on, Father, and as we go to sleep, Father, I speak sweet sleep over us. I rebuke any demonic activity over them, Father. Give them fresh revelation dreams, Lord. Keep them, Father, and keep them rosy. Father, the girl that just gave her life to the Lord, in the name
yes.
of Jesus, help her to get into a right church, Father, in the name of Jesus, people that love her, that embrace her, and that can teach her, help her to surrender to the teachings of God, surrender to the Spirit of God. And
Hallelujah.
I just thank everyone on this line, and I thank you for the opportunity. I thank you for Evangelist Linda right now. Continue to bless her. Lord, in the name of Jesus, keep her, and I continue to speak over her daughter and her son-in-law and her
Thank
grandchildren,
you.
Father. And I just speak, Father, us growing in leaps and bounds and deeper dimensions, Father, in
Hallelujah.
The name of Jesus. And I thank you for what you're going to do, and we're expecting great things to happen, Father, in Jesus'
yes.
name. Amen and amen.
Well, I heard you mention a couple times about dreams. And some years ago, it might be as many as 5 or 6 years ago, God gave me a dream that I was in the area where Gideon was, where he chose his army. And I saw myself kneeling down in this water and cupping my hands together and getting the water in my hands and lapping it up and looking around like that's the way that God told Gideon to choose his army. Well,
yes.
on the tour, I had no idea that we were going where Gideon fought the Midianites.
Wow.
And when we got there, it didn't even ring a bell yet. When we got there, we were reading the sign and playing around, and then I saw my daughter over at this dream. So the Lord said, go over there, and I'm going to fulfill your dream that I gave you. And so it became real, like lifelike, and I got down in the stream and cupped my hand and let the stream run into my hand with water, and I was looking all around like in my dream. And the tour guide began to take pictures of me. And so, and that was my dream. It's something how God can give you a dream. And you could be in another land, another nation. I didn't even know that I was there in Israel in the dream. But God took me there to fulfill that dream. And while I was in Israel, I emailed my pastor, and he emailed me back, and he said, now you're in Gideon's army. But it was supernatural things like that kept coming to pass in my life daily while I was there. Since you kept bringing it up, I just thought I would share that God is a dreamer, and he is the big dreamer. And when he never wastes his time speaking to us, when he uploads a dream in your spirit, when you're at sleep at night, get up and thank him for that visitation. And if you can't remember all of it, he'll bring it back to you. Just ask him, because that lets him know how important it is to you what he has spoken to you. And I'm a dreamer. For more than 38 years that I've been saved, I was a dreamer as a little girl. And so just because Pastor Kim kept saying the word dream, I really wanted to share that with you. And it overwhelmed me that God would take me to the same area where Gideon chose his army and let me live that and see myself in these pictures while I'm home living that. What a mighty God we serve what a mighty God we serve. What he says, he will do it. What he says, he will bring to pass. I don't want this broadcast to turn into my broadcast, but I'm just saying, I know there's some dreamers on the line, and if you think that your dreams don't mean anything, yes, they do. If you have the Spirit of Christ in you, God can speak to you like that because it gives you hope. It gives you trust. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Trust in him and just believe him to bring it to pass. It's not too big for him. It may be a big dream to you. And this was not something that I just thought God was going to take me to Israel and bring it to pass. I never even thought that far. I just thought that from that dream that maybe the Lord was just showing me that I'm a fighter, and I am, and a warrior, and an intercessor. And so I just wanted to encourage somebody tonight because there's got to be some dreamers on the line for you to have kept saying that, Pastor Kim. And I thank you because that really ministered to me and gave me opportunity to just share how God is and what he'll do and bring it to pass.
Amen.
So
Amen.
I really appreciate you. I'm blessed by this broadcast tonight, just overwhelmed. I just feel that God has taken this broadcast and this ministry to another level. Pastor Kim will be on next Sunday night at 7, ministering from her book, Will the Real You Please Stand Up, Getting Beyond Your Past. So I thank you, Pastor Kim. I'm going to close out right now. And I've been closing out this broadcast just by saying this. Only what you do for Christ will last. Everything's going to burn up in the fire. So before you speak, before you act, think on this. Will it glorify God?
Amen.
Only
That's
what
it.
You do for Christ will last. God bless you. Have God dreams tonight. We love you. We look forward to hearing from you or you listening next Sunday night. But I also want to say that Thursday night at 7 with the same number, some of us are going to be ministering on our Israel tour that we just got back from. And so if you would like to call in, I'll have some advertisement online and on social media about Thursday night's broadcast. But please call in or listen in next Sunday evening at 7 with Reverend Pastor Author Kim Rivera. God bless you and good night.
Good night. God bless. Bye-bye.